glory of God was shown all around when he said, let there be light. Are you like me, and there's times that you just stop what you're doing and you behold the glory of the Lord that you see? Whether it's the way he painted the sky or the way he painted a butterfly's wings or the way he gave us fingernails so when we have an itch, we can scratch it and it feels so good. Do you behold the glory? When the angels came and they announced to the shepherds, can you imagine that? They're out there doing their deal. What's their deal? Take care of the sheep. We've got to make sure that they eat. We've got to make sure that the lions don't come in and eat them up. And all of a sudden, in the middle of that green pasture, wherever they were, the glory of the Lord shone around them. Can you imagine? And the angels announced the birth of Christ Jesus the Lord, the Son of the living God. Can you imagine? Can you imagine what it must have been like to have been there? I've been to Israel. I've walked where he walked, and I was brought to tears so many times because I thought, this is real. This is a real place, and this is where he walked. This is where the miracles took place, and the glory of the Lord was seen through his life over and over again. There would be a leper where everybody else flees because he's sick, he's got sores, he's contagious. Get out of here. Unclean, unclean, they would shout. But Jesus didn't run away. He came to the leper. And can you imagine what the leper must have thought? Who is this man that's approaching me? Surely he must be a fool, because he's going to start looking like me. But when Jesus started to unwrap the cloths that were around his sores that were overtaking that man's body, instead of Christ becoming like him, he became like Christ. And he was clean. And can you imagine that though the crowd would say, unclean, unclean, get away, he's contaminated, it's a leper. Can you imagine? I can just imagine that the leper wanted to run to all those that ran away and say, clean, clean, Jesus made me clean. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You see, today as we've come, we've done something very special as we have worshiped through the partaking of these elements. And I've asked you to have time to confess your sins. I want to assure each and every one of you in this place today that the scriptures say, if we will confess our sins, he is what? I'm sorry, he is what? Faithful and just. To do what? And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You see, though I think it's pretty safe to say that none of us in here have had leprosy, I'm sure you've been sick, like all of us have been sick, but leprosy was one of those things where the sores were overtaking the body. But this I know, that every one of us have been lepers because of sin. Do you hear me? We are guilty For all have what? And fallen of what? The glory of God. All of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But because we have come to Him, we have allowed Him to unwrap our hearts of the oozing sores, bandages that's over our hearts. You know, there might be some of you here today and you say, Brother Steve, you don't know what I've done. You know what I'd say? You don't know what I've done either. You want to have a little battle going on and see who's the worst sinner? We don't need to. Because you see, all have sinned. He didn't say, well, some of you haven't sinned too bad, so you're going to be okay, I'm going to let you in. Oh, you never killed anybody, you never did anything like that. So it's okay, I'm going to let you in. That's not the way it works. Sin separates us from God, period. And if we fail to receive God's gift, the gift of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and allow Him and His shed blood and His life that He gave upon the cross of Calvary to be that sacrifice that every one of us needed. If we don't receive that gift, we remain dirty. We remain unclean. Now, can you imagine the other lepers? You see, they kind of hung out together. They thought, man, you got it, I got it. Man, let's just hang out because nobody else wants to be around us. And they'd be in the caves. They'd be somewhere away from the people. And people were away from them. But can you imagine when that leper went back to those that still had the bandages and they're looking at him and go, dude, where's your bandages? And the smile was on his face. They wouldn't say, where's your bandages? They'd say, where's your sores? What happened to you? And he would say, oh, let me tell you about this man named Jesus. Let me tell you about him. When everybody was running away, he came to me. And he reached out. And I thought, this man's crazy. But he took me by the hand and he started unwrapping the bandages. They were all bloody. And when he did, my hands, my arms were clean. He took off the wraps around my head and they were all healed. What do you think those lepers said? Where is he exactly? Tell me more. Where can I find this one? This one that has the power to heal. This one that has the power to cleanse. Where can I find this man? Can I tell you something that you already know? There's plenty of lepers just like we once were. Am I right? You work with them. You go to Walmart and see them. You do life. And I would say that pretty much every day we pass someone with leprosy of the heart. And we can be in here and say, hallelujah. Hallelujah, thank you, I'm forgiven. But what about them? Can we make up our mind that we're not going to be afraid to say the name of Jesus in the good way? There's enough that are using it in the bad way. Maybe you work with some of them. Maybe you live next to some of them. But folks, this world needs Jesus more than they ever have, right? He's our hope. He's our healer. He's our forgiver. I don't need to tell you my story. But I do want to tell you this. I stand before you and I have been forgiven. I stand before you without any doubt. No, not even a hint of doubt that my name, Stephen Ray Evans, has been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And the coolest thing about that is this. It can't be erased. No. You say, Brother Steve, I'm not so sure about that. Well, do you think that God would give you a gift and then take it back? Thank you. Somebody said no, and it was a child. Folks, sometimes we need childlike faith to believe that the garbage that we've allowed our lives to eat comes clean under the blood of Christ. Amen. You see, we've talked about the glory of God. Now, that's the goodness of God. You see, if we will confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. I'll say it again because that right there is such good news. We have the best news ever right here. And so can we just start thinking about some of the lepers out there that you know? And can I encourage us to speak the gospel to them? Why are we afraid of that? Why do we hold our tongue back when we have the best news in the world? You see, I can jump pretty high when I start talking about what Jesus did in my life. And I can shout it, and I can't pound those keys hard enough sometimes. I just want to dance, but we're Baptists, and we're not supposed to do that. Well, I have a confession. This Baptist dances. And that's right. And you know what? Sometimes I dance when nobody's looking. Except one. Yeah, it's not my wife. Sometimes she sees me. But I got to do a happy dance. Jeremy, were you able to get those pictures up on the wall? At all? Not yet? You can't? That's all right. Oh, okay. Go ahead and throw them up there. Let me see what they look like. Oh, look at that. Do you recognize that place? What is that place? That's God's house. That's God's house, and it's called Choice Baptist Church. And when I saw that rainbow, you know what? I thank God for cell phones. You can pull that sucker out and take a picture. That's what I did. I said, oh, my goodness, the promise of God. He's not going to flood the earth anymore. And He's not going to let us die anymore. He promised. What's the next one look like, Jeremy? Oh. I got up early to catch that one. Patty and I were on a little getaway to Virginia Beach. And I went out there. I said, I want to see the sunrise. And I took about 50. When it first started peeking up, and it kept rising, I went, and I go, probably not good for my eyes right now. I just keep looking at it. That's why I just had to have an eye exam. They're worse than they've ever been. But I can see that. Do you see that? That right there is the glory of God. That right there is the goodness of God. He gave us another day. This is the day that the Lord has made. And I will be sad and pout in it. No? Thank you. I'm glad you know the word. I will be what? And I will do what? Are you sure about that? Did you see how loud you said rejoice? I'll be glad. And rejoice in it, yeah. Folks, I'm your worship pastor. And everything within me wants to tell you, get your worship on. You know how long these have been there? Pretty much ever since I've been here. Now, we're making some progress. But the real progress happens when you leave this place and you're not afraid to tell people how great our God is. Amen. What's the next one? What's the next one look like, Jeremy? I'm just curious. Oh. Oh. I know you can call me crazy. I don't care. But when I see one of these butterflies, it's my favorite. And there's times that I feel like God just brings one right to me to remind me of how incredible he is. And this little guy flew right. I was working in the yard. I was hot and sweaty. And this little guy came, and he just landed right there. Literally just right there, like maybe a foot, 18 inches from me. And I went, oh, my goodness. And when I said, oh, my goodness, guess what he did? Boom. He opened his wings. And he just sat there, and I went, oh, my goodness, give me my phone. I got to get my phone. There it is. I'm dirty. I'm sweaty. I don't care. I want a picture of that babe. And there it is. I wanted to show it to you today. Why? God did that. God did that. You're looking this way. He painted that butterfly so beautifully. And oh, what a picture. What did that butterfly used to be? A caterpillar. That's a nice word. What was he really? He was a worm. A worm. Now you better give the right answer on this. What did you used to be? I'm proud of you. Now y'all quit. Some of y'all looked at your husbands and went, I saw you. Uh-huh. I saw the elbows going, uh-huh. Better get rid of that worm. What a beautiful picture of what God did for us. You see, we were worms, and then what happened? There's this cocoon, a grave, if you will. And we worms decided to get in that grave and die. Die to ourself. Die to the old man, the old woman, whoever we are, just to die. So that we could come alive and be a beautiful butterfly. Only we will never die again. Can anybody say hallelujah? Thank you. That was good. I don't even have to ask again. Thank you. Oh, would you say it one more time? I do want to hear that one. Thank you, Sienna. And a child shall lead them. Well, folks, I don't want you to miss this. We've already talked about it, so we're going to close. We've talked about the glory of God. We've talked about the goodness of God. And we've celebrated the gift of God through the Lord's Supper. Would you say this with me, John 3:16? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Would you bow your heads with me, please? Every head bowed, every eye closed, seriously. Here's what I want to ask you that are here. Have you accepted Christ? Did you crawl into the grave, the cocoon, and die to yourself that you might come alive with him and never die again? If you haven't, oh, please don't leave here without him. Because you don't know. You don't know when your day is going to come. So far, I think this is a correct statistic. One out of one die. So So unless Jesus comes before, we all are going to have a time where our heart stops and we perish. But because of Christ, our spirit is clean. I'm clean. I'm clean. I've been forgiven. My name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and I'll never die again. Ever. Oh, Heavenly Father, I pray that if there's someone in this room that's never taken that step of asking you to come into their life and truly forgive their sins, and they want you to come in to be the Lord of their life. God, if somebody's here and they've never done that before, I pray that they would have the courage to not leave this place without you. Give them courage to speak to me or someone they know that knows you, that they would have the courage to follow you. See, if any man comes to you, we're a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. Lord, that is such an incredible truth. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for your amazing grace. Thank you for your patience with me when I choke. For the times you want me to do something and I don't do it because I'm lazy or I make some excuse, please forgive me. Give us, your church here at Choice, a boldness like we've not known before, that we won't be afraid, that we won't hesitate to tell somebody about the best news ever, that's about the best gift ever. Jesus, your Son, our Savior, our Lord. May it be so, Lord.